reparations. Hey, Helen, it's Carol.
One.
Hi.
Virtual. No, I don't. How come it's your virtual background?
I don't know. You're on mute and you're speaking. I don't know that either.
What am I?
There you are. Okay, you went off mute.
Okay. Start video.
Yeah, when you do that, your picture will come up.
Yeah, it says red X and I click it and nothing happens. Enable camera access and you, oh God.
Did the little lines that were on the video go away? Did the lines on the video?
I'm looking at my computer for what to do. Click the lock icon to the left of your address bar. A pop-up will appear. List of options. Okay. All right, hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, mine comes up as I go to the bottom of the screen.
No, I went there. It said there's a lock on the left of my address bar. So allow.
I want to click off for a second and check something on our website.
Let's see. Yeah.
I can hear you. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, how are you doing?
It says hi. My video does not want to work. Hi, the video does not want to cooperate. It says I have to go to my browser settings. I did, and it just doesn't want to show my face. Just background, none. Mirror my video, yes. What is new? Please resolve the error and restart video.
When you go to the bottom of the black screen, what pops up down there?
I've got mute on the left, then I have start video, and that has a red arrow, so and I cannot
touch
red line, and it doesn't do anything.
I'm sorry, but I didn't catch the last of that. I was interrupting. Touch stop video. The stripes will go away and your camera.
I do. It doesn't do anything.
Okay, that's what doesn't. Okay,
Carol,
that's what I'm checking. I'm sorry. Just checking.
No, I get it. It's frustrating me too. I don't. It's not happened before. Might have to do this without seeing me. I'm sorry. Chat. And it says to go to the log in the memory in the bar in the address bar at the top. And it says connection is secure, and it says camera is on, microphone is on. Then what happens if I turn it off?
Do we know if Shirley is joining us?
I know she saw the texts earlier.
Okay. Let's give it a couple more minutes then, I guess. We'll see if Debbie might come up too. I wasn't sure if she could join or not. I just sent her the arrangements. I had a couple of things to tack on to the bottom of the agenda when we're ready to.
Oh, maybe. I hit start video on the three dots on the menu by my face.
Helen, your audio is breaking up a lot too. Okay. So it's just a bad connection all around. Sorry.
Unmute.
Excuse me.
Well, why don't I go out and come in again?
I would try that. I know you did that once. She's gone. I know she did that once, but then I don't think it picked up right. The audio connected three times and it was odd. We should all be like Zoom connoisseurs by now, for heaven's sake. Should be in our blood. I think I hear her. We got your name, Helen.
Now you bring up a mic, but I don't know anything. Start video. Okay.
Can you see us?
I can see you. I can see both of you. You're great.
Okay. That's all. You can go home now. It's okay.
Go to settings on my computer. Let me see. I'm going to my computer settings because I might have done something Weird. You never know. I'm always
good. Now someone's joined us now. Another roadrunner has come.
Camera privacy settings.
I'd say we move forward. I've got 6:06 over here, so I don't think it'll take very long, the meeting.
Who's the extra person that joined on?
They're muted.
Okay.
You send them a request to unmute. Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Debbie. How are you?
Ah, it's Debbie. Hi, sweetie.
Hi. Yeah, it gave me a message. It said the host is not allowing participants to unmute themselves, but I guess that's fixed now, I guess.
Since I don't even have my yardstick. One me.
We have Helen here by voice.
Well, I think the settings in my computer were blocking the camera. So I'm trying to undo that.
Well, can we just go ahead with the meeting, or is that not?
Absolutely. That's not a problem for me.
Absolutely. Okay. No.
You're just waiting for Shirley, right?
We're waiting.
Yeah. Do you know if she's coming?
I saw her text said okay, but I don't know what that meant. Was when you sent that thing out saying that it was going to change from 1 to 6, she just texted back okay. But I don't know if that.
Well, we'll see. But let's go on anyway. I think we need to move along anyway. Berna, what do you think?
I agree. I'm trying to look for our meeting notes. Were they sent on the Zoom with the arrangements or before?
They should have been the agenda for the executive board meeting 4/7. Now I'll send them again.
They were in something.
Let me send them again.
The one that said forward.
I see the one for 4/4.
No, it wasn't the forward one. It was the one before that.
I'm going to forward an email to you right now. The title is New Meeting Time for 6:00, and the forms are attached to it.
Yeah, that's the one I'm seeing. Sent at 1:02 p.m.
Sent that right now, too. Helps if one can type PR, not PT. Must be used to typing PTSD. That's what my fingers are going for. Okay. Should be coming across the wire. Anyway, it starts any reports? A, president. B, treasurer.
Hey, I got it on there. Look at that. Hi.
Whew. You're there.
I can see the agenda. I'm okay if I don't see it. I can see a little update on especially on the convention registration.
We don't have audio.
You don't have audio, okay.
From you, Helen. It's very broken up and choppy. Can we start with the president report?
So we did hear from Zach. So we got some of the answers for this convention that I was really concerned about. So Debbie was able to go ahead and fill in the schedule on the website, and that's already been done. I already confirmed and looked onto the website. So
yes, I printed it out. Is Zach filling the space between 10 and 10:10 with some kind of a welcome? I thought I saw that, and then I didn't see it. It was a...
Yes, that's what I believe he's...
Great. I was right. Thank you.
Is the general meeting going until 10?
No, 8:30 to 9:30.
Oh,
because we have a little break in between.
Because I saw, I think it was on the annual meeting agenda, it said 8:30 to 10.
No, I'm looking on the website now and it says 8:30 to 9:30.
No, the website, yes. I'm talking about on the agenda or proposed agenda.
What I have at the bottom is adjournment is at 9:30. The top is open 8:30. It doesn't say 8:32. It says just begins 8:30 a.m. And at the bottom says adjournment 9:30.
Maybe I saw it somewhere else. Maybe in an email from Zach.
This agenda thing. Yeah. We have to go over this anyway, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sorry. Verna, did you have anything else? My apologies.
I think we have to go over it. No, no apologies. I'm still looking for the agenda, but what's next on the agenda?
Okay, the next, well, president, but you didn't finish. You said you heard from Zach and got answers, and so Debbie's put everything, everybody's on, the schedule is complete on the convention site on the web.
Correct.
Okay.
So some of the things that I didn't come through, and maybe Helen can confirm, is all of our readers or special readers and all the forms filled out. Were they sent? Any sent to you, Helen?
You're breaking up a little bit for me. I hope I'm coming through more clearly. Right now, they all came in yesterday. I've received four confirmations. Three of them at $50, one at $250. So right now we have four speakers, honorary of some kind, totaling $100. As of now, we have 40 people registered for $100. The budget will have 50 at $1,500. Now, a third of it is going to be members. Right now, we have everybody members and a fair number of early members, so that puts a little chink into the, you know, we're losing $5 a person with older, and we're not making up in the volume. So, and that's against, so 835 registered versus budget of 1500. On the side, I only know about 400, and we did have more budget for speakers there, but I don't know what's up there. I don't know who looks like. Wouldn't be bad if I could list of who, you know, who he sent confirmations to, so I can check them off and know how much is committed.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Helen, you might turn your video off because sometimes that will interrupt the audio. It uses up too many resources.
Okay, now that I got it, why do you want me to turn it off? That's funny. Is that any better?
Oh, way better.
Way better, 100% better.
Now start over.
Okay. All right. As of now, we have 40 people registered, all members. Some people did join at the same time as registering. We have $835. We were budgeted for 1,000 for members, for 40 members, $1,000. But with the early bird, we've lost some of that. And we don't have any non-members, which was also budgeted for 500. So we're short on that part of the revenue. I've not received any resolution on the other budgeted revenue items, which were going to be $1,400. The publication, the silent auction, I think there was going to be like a couple opportunities for members to promote their books and their wares. So that there's no planning about that I'm aware of. On the expense side, we have budget of $2,275. A lot of that is speakers and readers. I only have four confirmations, and they all came in yesterday. Three of them are at $50. One is at $250 for a total of $400. I don't know what else is out there in terms of those expenses or any others. So, you know, I have no idea where we're really going to end up. I only know where we are so far. Regarding our overall financials, I was trying to see the trend on membership dues. As of April 1st, we had 99 members for the year to date, meaning August, September 1st through April 1st. In the prior year, we had 112 members paid as of the end of March, 128 as of the end of April. Remember last year, the membership alone was all you needed for, to attend the convention. The convention was free to members. So it's possible there are more, you know, the membership is ahead of this year because of no one was paying for the convention. I don't know. I'm only speculating, but those are the numbers. That's all I can say. It's all I know. Oh, and one thing on our financial side outside of the convention, we pay $144 for the PO box. So that's what we paid last year. The renewal is due at the end of this month. 25% increase, 182 instead of 144. Not like we can't afford it, but just so you'd be aware, them's the reality out there.
So I have 145 members listed. I know that some of them are youth and complimentary and whatever.
Well, let me see. Our total payment, we're paying for 159 members. We paid for 140 as of January 15th, and we added 19 as of March 16th. That 140, there were probably 20 youth and complimentary. Mm-hmm. But what we're paying to the Federation is a total of 159, and the check for the last 19 is on its way to Bernadette.
I received it today, Helen. So I just thought I'd
Wow, that was fast. That was faster than the last one.
Yep. So that's positive there.
That's positive. We're basically on track. I mean, even paying a little more for the PO box, but the big question will be the convention.
I haven't heard anything about the anthology or the silent auction or any of those kinds of things. Who was doing that?
So Zach was trying to put all this together. I just think it became a little bit too much. I don't know if it's too late, Debbie. That would be pretty much on a silent auction to incorporate that. I don't book promo. I think book promo is giving opportunities to our members to put their book on our website. I think that can be done after. It doesn't have to be done for convention. Same thing. I think he's thinking of following up with the anthology after convention. But one thing I also did know that we budgeted for was for the video contest. And what I understand is we only had two entrants. And so two entrances, so we probably lost money there.
Yeah, we lost $30.
And what
was $30? What did we pay $30 for?
No, it's a $50 prize, but we only took in $20.
But I thought the due date was extended till June.
No, they changed it to April 3rd so that the
winner
could be announced.
It's the last meeting I was at, it was extended to June.
No, it said April 3rd. It's still said on the website that June 3rd would be the announced winner, but no more entrants were taken after April 3rd. And he wanted to change June 3rd to announcing the winner at the convention.
Yeah, I already changed that.
Okay.
I missed that completely, but oh well.
So I think it's a lesson learned. We didn't, that it just didn't work for what we needed at this time.
It was too specialized, I think, it was a good idea, but I think it was too specialized. It wasn't marketed enough. And the examples that were given on the website of like, this is what you could do, were so far beyond anything any of us could do that I think it probably discouraged a lot of people. So yeah, there were some lessons learned.
So back at you, Debbie, is it possible to still do a silent auction?
I don't know. Does anybody have anything to bid on? I mean, doing a silent auction is a lot of work and should have probably been all ready to be, should have been up on the website, you know, like a month ago, so that people could see what there was and be excited about bidding on it, and then bid during the, and then a whole mechanism of how you're going to bid on it.
But let's just put this on the back burner for now.
Yeah.
Maybe something in the future, but I think it's too late to, and too soon coming up. Convention's too soon. So I guess number two in our agenda was confirmations of honorariums for speakers. It looks like we only got four, I guess I say acknowledgement of the people that are going to be there, saying they're actually truly going to be there. Do we have one for the keynote speaker?
I don't know who's who. Could somebody give me a list of who and how much we're offering them?
Anna Castile is our keynote.
I printed them out, and someone took a photo on their phone. It was the darndest thing to get it big enough to read and to print it. I have Allison Stone for $50. I have Daryl Lorenzo Wellington for $50. I have Scott Witherman for $50, and I have Tracy Brimhall for $250.
Yeah, we don't even have confirmation for our keynote speaker.
Which, can we, do you have, does somebody have a list of the speakers and how much we're going to give them?
Well, the list of people is on the website, but I don't know how much they're getting.
That would help.
I want to say we should have it in our notes somewhere. In our meeting.
I can check past minutes, not right this second, but I can be looking through them.
Well, I mean, if it's something that it's been put up there. At our last meeting, nobody said, gave a list of people and amounts. And if that's, that would be nice if Zach had that and could forward it to me. That way I know to check off that we have everyone.
I'm sure I can find it too, but I have to look at my past notes.
That would be helpful, because that we did. Zach has never given us the all names and all the amounts. Just said he was going to handle it, and this is the first list that I got in confirmations. Well, there, God bless you. And you know, the concern is that we're going to be, of course, spending more than we're bringing in.
I think we've just got to get through it and do the math at the end. I believe that we're going to take a loss. I don't believe it's going to be a substantial loss, but we're in a year coming out of two unfortunate years. We had this thing in the face of a whole change in leadership and membership, a lot of members in outflow. We've done a lot, and let's be comfortable with what is. We have achieved, I'd say, a quarter more than we thought we could. If we thought we were going to go with 1.5, we've got 1.75. We did a good job.
Well, what I need to say is that I need to be able to manage this and to know how much money we're going to be paying out and to whom. And I should have a list to check off so that I can tell Zach a week before, didn't get.
And you should have had this in advance.
I'm sure he has one. I'm sure someone has, even if it's on the back of an envelope.
Right.
Names
this is your budget. Right. This is your budget.
Well, this is what you're spending. And
Are we still there?
Yes, we're here. In the 3:19 minutes, Zach says he sent out agreements, but none except Anna Castillo's have been returned. So Anna Castillo should be.
I don't have Anna Castillo. He never forwarded it to me. Some people sent it to me directly. Some sent it to him and forwarded it. And that's just on these four that I have. I have no others.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and put it on my list. Call Zach, because emails wasn't working good. So the only way I was able to get a hold of him was to actually call him. And so that's on my list. We need to get this, and as soon as possible. Okay. We only have 9 days left. Today's the 7th.
Yeah.
So We need, yeah. And for me, I need the peace of mind that we still have a keynote for one. And if we have to fill in any empty spaces, we need to know. Zach did tell me once upon a time, a couple of weeks back, that some of the people said they would read for, and they weren't going to take an honorarium.
Okay.
So I know that for a fact. I also know that I want to say that our workshop leaders, and I think Scott's one of them, was going to get an honorarium.
No, he's not doing a workshop.
No. So we still have our workshop people that I don't think we're on the list with for you.
Melissa made.
You know, it wouldn't be bad. I think it would be a good idea just in terms of administration. That's what I'm talking about most, is just handling the paperwork and the who's doing what to whom. A list of, maybe it's off of the agenda, of who's going to speak and whether or not they're getting an honorarium and how much. That way, you know, I'm attending. I can check off on that list. Yep, they were there. They spoke. No check. Yes, check. Just a simple list. Mm-hmm. So I have a little list. You know, none of them be missed.
Okay. So next is on our ISBNs. You have not purchased them. Until Zach tells us to purchase them, I would not purchase them yet.
I don't even know if an account has been set up, because I was concerned about putting it in the name of an individual rather than in an email of one of, an MSPS email. So, and then I never heard anything again.
Well, he should be putting it in the publications account, email account.
I have heard nothing. And once I have, you know, what account it is in the login, I can use a debit probably to pay it, but nobody's.
No, I haven't heard anything about that either. And I asked him about it, a few weeks ago.
Well, it seems, you know, in fairness, that Zach is a little stressed and overwhelmed. And it sounds like I haven't heard anything about Marissa, but what I heard at the last meeting was that she's extremely busy. So it doesn't seem like she's helping or able to help.
She told me that she tried to, because I was trying to set up a Zoom meeting between her and Zach and me and Terry. And that never happened because I couldn't get everybody all together in the same room. But she told
Terry, Terry's going out of town next to
yes,
this
Terry's
Tuesday.
Going to be gone
for 3 weeks.
Yep. And so when I asked her something about, did Zach tell her something? And she said that he had missed all these meetings that she'd set up with him. So pretty much the last thing I heard from her was just that wasn't working. She wasn't getting any information, so she couldn't give me any information.
Okay. Well, I think just very basic, if we're doing something with the ISBN, let me know. It doesn't take that long to pay for it. I'm around. And maybe off of the agenda, if the agenda is all filled in, dollar signs next to the names, including zeros. And I can keep you up to date on the confirmations I've received.
So his last email to us, Zach, I think you can send it to all of us. Well, at least to Debbie, me, you, Treasurer, and Communication. So it wasn't sent to Secretary. So Carol, you didn't see this one. But he's trying to figure out the Zoom, how the videos are uploaded and how to view them, and for the announcement and for the opening of the anthology contest. So he's supposedly working on that on the back end, but he's also looking for a host for the event. He is aware that Terry is not going to be doing the Zoom. And so he was trying to see if whoever's going to help him host the event will help him with the Zoom as well.
Yeah, one thing he was asking about was the videos from the poetry contest, the poetry video contest. I put them up on a page and sent him the link to it. So he has access to those both now.
Okay. So he's starting, but it's, you know, it's kind of, we still have a long way to go. I also let him know that I spoke with Janetta. And Janetta was asking, she knows a lot and she could probably help him with the Zooming, depending on how much time she has, but she wanted to know if we could upload it and put it onto a YouTube channel. And that way we can be able to record the whole convention. And I told him he needed to connect with Janetta. They needed to communicate together and see what they could come up and what they can do.
As Helen said quite a while ago, that we need to upgrade our account to be able to do that, to be able to record the whole convention. We don't have enough space, recording space.
Yeah, but it was a $50 or $40 upgrade. I forgot how much. Yeah. And if someone tells me, probably in the next week, I could do it because I think it's, you know, good for a month. So so this is the, I'm going to make myself a note, Zoom upgrade recording capacity.
Yeah, because you said
it doesn't seem like we're going to need additional more than 100 participants.
No.
No.
Okay, although, but that's a question I have. You know, like other things that say you get an email every day, 7 days, 8 days to go, 7 days to go, 6 days to go, get your registration in now.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. We need some of that.
Yeah, so that's my next phone call because I did put out for Janetta. And honestly, I didn't see that getting done on our Facebook channel. So I started posting. I started putting 8 days left, 7 days left, six, you know. So I started posting on our social media, but we need to get this out to all our members via MailChimp or email. We need to do that. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree. So it looks like I have some phone calls to make into.
Okay.
Zach's my hardest one, but like I said, at least he was able to communicate twice this week to me.
But, and he has an agenda and people. I mean, that is. We have an event, you know. It takes people, maybe there's some uncertain spaces, et cetera, but we have an event. That's pretty awesome.
Yes, he did a lot in the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. There are 2 weeks, three weeks.
We're almost there. We just got to get the polishing. We got to polish it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the uploading
and a lot more people.
The uploading of the convention recording, that's all done way after, because you've got to edit it some, and then you upload it to like YouTube or wherever. I don't think we have a YouTube account. I think Santa Fe had one or something, but the society I don't think has one of its own, and probably should. So it's but not something that we need to worry about before the convention is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we could. Those are things that we could deal with after.
Yeah, the uploading that Janetta's talking about, I guess. The more important thing is to get somebody to help host, because Zach put himself as the MC, but they're going to have these breakout rooms and things, so need somebody else there and to let him go to the bathroom or whatever.
Right. Should I'm not going to the Albuquerque chapter meeting this weekend, but should someone send Scott a note to ask for help like that at the Saturday's meeting?
For what?
For hosting.
For helping Zach
MC host.
I think Zach had somebody in mind. He just had to confirm it and see who was going to be helping him.
Okay.
I didn't see that in the email. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I spoke to him. He has some emails that he sent to me separately as well.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Other things that we have coming up is the poetry picnic. I spoke with Scott. He would like for me to speak a few words on the society and who we are and what we do before the poetry picnic. And he also reserved a table for us to use and a spot for us under the tree, so we can put any of our books that we have. And actually Zach has them right now, our journals and our sketchbooks, so we could put them up there for sale. You know, we might get a couple of those sold that day. And anybody's welcome to come. Zach has it now. Zach has the banner and everything else that we could put on the tables for advertising.
When is that?
I hate to beat an old horse, but I keep asking for a count of the journals and sketchbooks.
Oh, I gave him a count. So what I'll do is I'll forward you a count. So I counted awesome. Him. Yeah, I think I counted him before I send him to him.
Okay.
Let me
see. Can I say something also about budgets and things? Like you said, the video contest may not have been geared to the skills of a lot of our members, but geared to the skills of our hoped for members, not the ones we actually have. But we did budget for 3 other contests, and nothing's happened on that. We're halfway through the year. Well, so anyone after the convention, is anyone going to do something?
For the convention itself?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about it.
A contest during the convention?
No. Between now and August. From last September to this August, we budgeted for 4 contests, 1 of the video. Okay? 1 down and 3 go.
So I did see an email, I don't know where it was, but recently within this last 2 weeks, that Zach was talking to the Federation about us having a contest and being able to use the Federation's submittable account. And so I think he's gotten all the information. So we just need to see how far he is on there and see if we're ready to do a contest.
I really appreciate being included. I need to understand how the money transfers. I haven't done this before.
Okay. I think we did, I don't know if we did one once before through there, but it goes through submittable and the back end will send it to our PayPal through the back end of account. So it should go directly into.
I would like to be connected with someone at the Federation I can connect with on that. If it was done before, it wasn't done with me in charge of the money. So I would like to be connected with how that's working, especially on the money side. You guys, you know, however you want to do the contest part and all that, that's fine. But I would like to be connected with someone at the Federation about how my part works.
Her name is Julie Cummins, and I can connect you to her once I make sure that Zach has already sent you to her. But I could connect you directly. Okay. The open Scott Wiggerman's Poets Picnic is May 7th.
Okay.
Yep. And is that the day before Mother's Day?
Yep.
So we have these holiday weekends, Easter for our convention, Mother's Day for the picnic.
We're mothering the society.
Oh, but that's going to be like a big thing if it's going to be a gathering of poets, because, you know, we haven't gathered. So it's going to be great.
Where do they hold that? Where do they hold it?
At Open Space.
I missed it. What Open Space?
At Open Space up in Albuquerque.
That's the name of the park. Open Space.
The cross streets?
It's 6500 Course Boulevard.
Scott can send these arrangements out.
6500.
I'll send you a flyer.
Oh,
I would like to keep the meeting going.
That had the cranes. I know where it is.
Yeah. You said something about cranes.
I know where it is. Yeah, I know where it is. Okay.
What else do you have, Bernadette?
I think that was the last, unless there's anything else that you have that we did not cover on the convention.
Let's talk about the annual meeting for a minute. Okay. So I have sent out the agenda for the annual meeting and it has to change. For example, Marissa Prada has got to come off. And then we were going to ask Debbie whether she wanted to submit anything as a webmaster. You wanted a report from on the web. So yes. I wanted to make sure that Debbie knew that.
Yeah.
Bernadette okay.
An email about
and then that. With River Poets, would you like me to write to Azima and build her a little thing around submitting a talk, the changes? We need to honor, Valerie Elise Stewart, somewhere along. If she's served the number of years she's in, we need to honor her somehow as Azima steps into her shoes.
go ahead and reach out. I did send her an email asking for her report already.
Okay.
She did respond, but with that little bit of detail that you just enlightened, that would be great. That would be great.
Okay. And then how are you going to, do you want to honor Elise separately, or I don't know how, where that fits in.
So in the beginning, I have the president's report, correct? So right. I would like to be able, in the past, and I think Debbie knows from the past, we would give awards out to different people, different organizations, people that had been with us for a long period of time. If it was a voting year, we would say goodbye to past vice presidents and so forth. I was thinking we needed to do something in that particular lines. So doing that for a leaving chapter chair. Scott Wiggerman is also going to be a chapter chair.
I was going to mention him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he'll have left by then, but he's also leaving. Yes, please.
Yeah, and he's done a lot for us. So I'd like to kind of, I'm trying to figure out how in Zoom that we could do a special thing. You know, maybe we can put a little, somebody could put, I don't know. I'll talk to Zach and see if he could put like a background with balloons flying down or something.
Or maybe send a rose through the chat. If you could get an emoticon of a rose or a flower and give him a flower through the chat.
That's a good idea. I don't know how to do that, but I can learn.
There's like a little send messages.
What about acknowledging the other chapter chairs have also probably been doing the job for a little while, like Basia and Kwan. I don't know how long they've been doing it because I've only been here a year, but just a little appreciation because the chapter chairs, you know, they had their chapters. They've been there.
They'll be introduced in the meeting. They can be honored then.
So yeah, I was planning on doing this little honorarium to them. So that'll take up my little chunk there.
Go
ahead, Debbie.
Oh, I was just going to say that we had some members pass, and I think you were going to.
That was your spot to honor them.
Yeah.
Oh, the Barbara Dubois and.
Yeah, it's all written up on the agenda.
I saw on the agenda, but there was another one that was like a past president, Dora somebody or something.
Doris Davis Covington.
Oh, okay. Was that on there? I missed it.
Yes.
Okay. And Elizabeth Raby. Oh, those are the only
yes. Okay. They're broken out into members and non-members, members and supporters. And that's the first thing on the president's report.
So we also have a youth member. I want to say Faith has been a youth member with us. And Debbie, you can help us out here. How long has she been a youth member for us?
Oh, I don't know the original date.
Okay, so I can reach out and
try to find it. But it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a very long time, like since she was very young, and she's still very young, but it would be nice to say, you know, we have this member that has been with us for like 8 to 10 years, you know, and maybe I can even do a little video of her doing some poetry reading or something, but I think it's very important that we emphasize because she has been with us as a youth member for a long time.
I thought we got a new member called Rowdy Perez.
So that's my grandson.
Okay, I was wondering. I said, isn't Bernadette the dog or something?
And I'm trying to really promote the youth. So what I did is I did take a video of him reading some Shel Silverton and posted it on our website, on our Facebook.
Okay, cool.
So that way people can say, hey, you know, I'd like to put my grandson in there, my granddaughter, my daughter.
I don't have that in my membership list as of January or as of March 15th.
It just came in like yesterday.
Oh, just came. Okay. Okay, because I'm just freaking out that it didn't go to the Federation.
Yeah, because it's a youth vote.
In January.
He's a little guy. He's only 6 years old. So.
Oh, well, that's when Faith started, wasn't it? When she was little like that.
Yep, she was little, so.
I might have her birth date. I'm looking it up.
We need more of those.
Is there anything else that you would like to see happen?
We need to finish the agenda. We need to finish the agenda for the annual meeting. We were talking about people. So you have your welcome, and then the roll call of members, which is that they're there, acknowledgement, and then your pause to remember, and then you report special announcements. That's where you would put in the awards and the honoraria. Okay. And then I'll need to know approximately how much time you're going to take to allocate the rest. Then the treasurer report, the membership report with Debbie, the chairs and chapter reports starts with Zach. Communications, webmaster, Albuquerque, your grand Santa Fe, River Poets, and the announcement for the next meeting. That all sounds good because I'm going to renew this, refresh this, get it approved and send it out. When it goes out, it's going to be put on the website. It's going to be made available to the 158 members or so that we have now and post on the site as well.
Does anything have to be said about the songwriters, multimedia songwriters disbanding? That you know that we don't have that chapter anymore. Also, in announcing the annual meeting, I don't know, you know, who's written it up or what will be said, but I think it should be really, 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 really clear that the annual meeting is for all members and it is separate from the convention and is free.
Yeah, it's been said.
Because those are easy mistakes for people to make.
It's all parsed out on the website.
Okay, I don't know.
And some MailChimp has been sent to a lot of people too. So
I don't think I got that yet, but good.
Well, yeah, that's, you wouldn't get that.
I'm sure you'll on the MailChimp coming soon.
Okay, what are we? I think the agenda is taken care of. Let me get a summary of this together and send it out. Anything else? You too, Helen. And I want to apologize for the mix-up on call today. I apologize to all of you.
No worries.
My day imploded somewhere.
Oh, there is one more thing. Do we want to have set scheduled time for executive board meetings? Or do we just want to fill them in as we need to?
I have a board meeting scheduled in May. I have board meetings scheduled every month.
Or executive board meeting.
May. Yeah.
An executive board meeting.
Those board meetings are scheduled quarterly.
The full board.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
And then executive.
So the meeting. We should probably meet a little more often than that.
I agree.
I have it on my calendar, May 21st, without a time, but certainly meant to, you know, get the completion financially and otherwise of the convention. You know, kind of a completion of here's where the dust landed.
May 25?
Or June. I have May 20. I don't know what, at a previous meeting, I wrote this on my calendar. May 21st and June 18th, both Saturdays. And no times listed.
Well, we need either go with new ones or figure it out. I don't have these dates anywhere, so.
Don't we have some kind of meeting on the 19th of April? 19. Like a post convention
wrap up kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a 19, but
I don't have that. I don't have that at all. But is that something you're asking for?
I think we need to have one for sure by May. And we could go over how did the convention do, where's our finances, if we're gonna have a contest.
So let's just schedule the next executive board meeting. There's no agreement coming out on the third Friday or the second Tuesday or whatever. So let's just schedule the next one for sure.
Okay, let me look. May 21st, you said, is what you have on your calendar.
Yeah.
Does that work?
We said third Saturday. And I don't know why I don't have it in July, but I have it in May and June.
Okay, let me look at my June calendar because I'm going to Chicago and I think it's in May. So hold on.
Okay.
I am in Chicago on May 21st.
Okay, well, pick another date.
Yeah, I don't come back until the 24th. Other than that, the only other trip that I'm going is in July. I'm going to Mexico. So.
Well, what if we did an evening in the first or second week of May? Because if we look at Saturdays, the 7th is the picnic, the 14th is Albuquerque chapter, and the 28th is Memorial Weekend.
How about Friday the 13th?
Works for me.
Works for me.
Day or evening.
6 o'clock works best. If 6 p.m. is okay.
What day is it? Oh, Friday.
Friday the 13th. Yeah. May 13th. Was 6 o'clock good for everybody?
That works for me.
Works for me. I penciled you in.
Yay. I put in an ink on my calendar. I may be living dangerously.
Okay, you'll be seeing some emails as soon as I get information from Zach.
Thank you for helping with that.
Yeah, I didn't know he was moving, so that's a lot of stuff to get done.
Okie dokie.
Well, thank you guys for your time.
Okay. Thank you all for all you're doing.
Cut it out, everybody. Thank you so much. All good.
Thank you, everybody. Take care. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.